You're listening to Armchair Hall of Famer Pat Doherty and the Homestretch on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to the Homestretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Doherty. Hanging out with me, Todd Burlidge, as we continue rolling on, talking about college basketball, the Crossroads Classic, four teams that were there, obviously Notre Dame, Purdue. It's a good game. Purdue came out on the winning end of that, and can't not say it, Todd. I told you that. I thought, Caleb Swanigan's one of the better players in the country, and he double-double. Make myself look pretty good there.
Right.
Butler and IU, and it's so funny because that matchup, you heard from Tyler Weidman, who just joined us a little bit ago, and if you missed the interview with Tyler, power forward for the Butler Bulldogs, you can check it out on our Facebook page after the show. Producer Brandon will put that up there for you as well, just Pat Doherty, ESPN. But we're going to go ahead and welcome in our friend from ABC 57 News, Jack Washer, who was down at the Crossroads Classic. Jack, first and foremost, what was the environment like down there? During the Notre Dame-Purdue game, I did see there were some empty seats throughout, but the environment, how loud it was, it felt like a packed house.
Yeah, it definitely did. And, I kind of described it as three kind of contingents of fans. You had a small contingent of Notre Dame fans sitting behind the Notre Dame bench. You had a pretty big Purdue following there that mm-hmm. definitely made it feel like a Purdue home game. And then the rest of it was, in my description, anti-Purdue fans or Indiana fans, because the Sea of Red showed up very early and were making some noise when Notre Dame was shooting 61% in the first half and trying to make a late charge in the second half. So, and then for the Indiana-Butler game, I mean, that place was loud. It felt like an NCAA tournament game. Definitely more IU fans, but, man, it was such a cool little afternoon at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
When you look at the four teams, and obviously Purdue and Butler winning, that moves them forward throughout the season, not only in the win column, the rankings, all that put aside. Out of the two teams that lost, IU and Notre Dame, who do you feel like lost more that week over the weekend?
I honestly think it was Notre Dame because for the second consecutive game, they had a top team on the ropes, a double-digit lead, controlling the game in the first half, and then let it slip right through their fingers. And, Mike Brace said after the game that his team is just not good enough right now to hang with teams like Purdue or Villanova. And I personally sort of agree with him. But you look at the first half against Villanova, first half against Purdue. Notre Dame looked incredible, and it wasn't like Purdue or Villanova were playing bad. Notre Dame was just playing great. And for some reason, the first half to the second half is like a night and day difference, and it was tough to watch. I mean, Purdue erased a 14-point deficit within 2 minutes, and you're like, well, Notre Dame is really going to have to hold on. And like you said a little bit before I came on, Swanigan, man, is he good, and he is fun to watch in person. He will definitely be a National Player of the Year candidate. He's something special to watch. And another thing is Isaac Hoff didn't play hardly any of the second half for Purdue. He played maybe 2 minutes and then sat his butt on the bench for pretty much the majority of that second half.
Talking to Jack Washer, ABC 57, the sports guy over there. Jack, you're right, and you brought up a good point that I actually wanted to hit on with you. When Mike Brake comes out and says, we're not good enough to finish these games off yet, I don't get that. I don't understand that. Because, frankly, in the Villanova first half and the Purdue first half, to score 41 against Villanova, shoot 52%, and then score 52 against Purdue, shoot 61, they look like the best team in the country in those two games. So I understand you may not be able to keep that level of play up through the entire game, but at the same time, you should be able to reach somewhat of a level. I guess what strikes me is some of the big stars, mainly Steve Vastoria in this game, 1 of 8, 1 of 3, 3 points fouled out. And then VJ Beachum continues to struggle. What's it going to take for all these guys to get on the same page and play with the consistency of like a Matty Farrell?
Yeah, and Bray also mentioned it too. If they want to win these kind of games, the big four, Vastoria, Farrell, Beachum, and Colson all have to play well. And Beachum played pretty well in the first half. I will give him that. He had one of the coolest plays of the half where he went baseline and soared above the rim, but was shut out in the second half.
Right.
Vastoria, like you said, he struggled. So those four really have to play well. They don't have to be like, Matty Farrell had 22 and 10. Vastoria and Beachum don't need to have those numbers, but they definitely need to do a lot more than what they did on Saturday because Colson and Farrell can only do so much, and the bench is good, but you're not going to have a guy off the bench that's going to give you 15 or 20 in a game. So those four especially have to be playing well when they're playing elite teams like Purdue, Villanova, and then when you get into ACC like Louisville, North Carolina, Duke.
Once again, Jack Washer joining us here on the home stretch, ESPN Radio 102.7. Jack Washer of ABC 57 News. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. Jack, when you look at IU, where do they go from here? Obviously, two losses this year, a tough one to Fort Wayne, the Mastodons, in relatively, I know it was in Fort Wayne's backyard, but a neutral court. And then here against Butler, and really we've talked about this kind of a rivalry, unsaid rivalry between these two teams, but where does IU go moving forward? Are they a team that can find a way to get kind of back on track and win the Big Ten regular season title for the second time in a row?
I think there's no doubt. I think IU, you know, you look at the Fort Wayne game, that was kind of a little wake-up call for IU, and then, you know, the next game out, I believe, or a couple games later, they destroy North Carolina on their home court, one of the top teams in the country. And, you know, but this was a good game at the end. I think IU just kind of needs a little motivation. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought that they were going to just roll over Butler. And, you know, Butler, they're a team that you can't really overlook anymore. I mean, the whole Cinderella story from 6-7 years ago, that's long gone. I mean, Butler continues to be an elite program in college basketball. But I think IU was still kind of looking past this game a little bit. I mean, they turned it on at the end and got to about a one-possession game. But I think they just need a little motivation to kind of keep going. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be one or two in the Big Ten. I think Indiana, Purdue, and we'll definitely be setting the table in the Big Ten.
Once again, Jack Washer from ABC 57 News. Jack, always a pleasure, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Todd. Thanks, Pat.
Hi, Jack.
Thanks, man.